Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Jesus was, of course, referring to himself. The stone the builders rejected. Haters gonna hate, but when builders gonna build, they select a stone that they will align so that the whole structure will be put the way they want it, swiftly tailored in the right direction. If the first stone is off, then the whole vision of everything that they had envisioned is off. The whole structure will be off-aligned, misaligned, in a different direction. So builders become very selective of that first stone, the chief stone, the corner stone. The builders Jesus was referring to are the scribes and the priests, the religious class in Jesus' day, the ones appointed by God to welcome the Son as the Savior into the world, preparing the people to meet him. But they rejected Jesus, because they saw in him a different vision of God, a differently aligned house, if Jesus were the cornerstone. So they rejected Jesus. Their vision for the house was people serving God with offerings, with religious works that they prescribed, works that would please God by performing them, and hell to pay if you didn't. It was a religion of the law, and some extortion of the people, and some neglect of the poor, what we would call corruption. But if Jesus is the cornerstone, then the house would be different. The religion would be law and gospel. The law would not be man's law, but God's law. Solely God's law, his Ten Commandments. The gospel would not be man's good news, but God's good news. This house would be a house of prayer built on God's grace and mercy and the loving sacrifice that gives fully of God himself. But the builders rejected that stone. They preferred the law that they chose because their laws were more beneficial to them in this life. For they got to call the shots, and they, the scribes and the priests, got to fleece the people under the guise of religion and under the guise of thus says the Lord. But lest we think that they're the only bad guys here, let me tell you that we do the same things. We in our day fail to love God's law in favor of our own standards. How many things today that you see on television and the news that the world thinks is right and wrong, that you know from God's word that ain't right and that ain't, that's not what's right and wrong. We make up our own salvation story too. And it all starts and ends in I decided to follow. I felt that God was saying to me, I determined in my heart, or as long as I live a good life, God will be good to me. Or I determined to believe that God does not exist, because that's a heck of a lot more convenient. Especially when it comes to making these big, tough, life important decisions like abortion, whether or not to go to church, or whether or not to forgive someone for doing me wrong. We reject God and God's vision for his house in favor of a vision of our own, a vision of our own life and death. Indeed, even in our day, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The good news: God has laid the cornerstone for a house of his own choosing, and it doesn't depend on you. despite our rejection of God, God has decided to be our God and provide a way of salvation that depends on Him. A way that depends on cross and open tomb as the answer for life and death. Motivated by love, God sent Jesus to be the cornerstone of His house of mercy for sinners. Built on a righteousness of God that depends on faith, not faith in ourselves, but faith solely in Him as Savior, despite our failures to please Him by what we say and do. Built on grace, dependent on faith, faith trusting in Jesus as the sole sacrifice for sin. Ironically, we'll hear again these words, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. We'll think of these words Sunday morning on April 21st, Easter Sunday. We'll be thinking of the stone that was rolled away, allowing Jesus, risen from the dead, to exit that earthly tomb to bring the verified message of peace with God to those who rejected Him repeatedly. That's the kind of God we worship. The cornerstone of our faith is not just Jesus as God's Savior that God chose, so you better believe it or die. The cornerstone is Jesus Christ crucified and risen for you. That's the God we worship. It's not a faith that depends on you and your works, your failures to please God, or whatever attempts you have done to please God. It's a faith that totally depends on Jesus being the cornerstone of the church that God is building, a house of prayer that depends on Him, grace, and mercy for sinners. This is not the ways of the world and the worship and the mediums of our news and TV and what we think by reason or rationality. This is the God of grace and mercy in Christ Jesus, who is the cornerstone for the house of salvation for all who believe. May God grant you open hearts and ears to hear those words, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. That is, this is God's grace and mercy for you. He has built His house despite you and given you the kingdom by faith and believing in Jesus and His cross and open tomb. God's forgiveness for you. God grant these things for Jesus' sake here in the season of Lent as you prepare for the Easter joy. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.